The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Ladies, a huge win today against Poles. We've not seen Thunder be pushed like that. How was it from your point of view? What did you think of that game?
It was a really tough game. We knew Poles were going to come out. You know, they're looking to take as many top four scalps as they can. You know, they're sitting well in that third position and been playing some great netball. So we knew that they were going to come out and challenge us today, and I thought they did. I didn't think we adapted at times to the way they were playing and their style of play, but I think we showed what we're good at in the end of playing possession, that grit, and being available for ball, and you know, getting through a game ultimately, which is really good.
And when you've got a player like Fumi Fadoju, how much do you prepare for her? Is she someone you look out for? Because Poles unapologetically plan their game around her. Is that something you pay a bit attention to?
Yeah, we're aware of what Fumi is capable of. You know, a reading of the game and her elevation is excellent. We obviously do look at that and how we can look to play around it. And I thought we did overall a great job. I think she only took one ball off us in terms of that 3 foot elevation today. So, yeah, it's just looking at how we can eliminate her out of our lines in attack to make sure that we're comfortable on those balls.
And Laura had a great game today at centre. Tracy taught me through it. What did she do that was better today?
I think defensively, I think she really held our unit together. I think we got ball back to our attack that we technically we shouldn't have been throwing away. So I think we give opportunities to our attack to go and go again against Pulse, which Pulse, obviously we got the better of them. I think with her as well, I think she showed energy in different parts of the game, what was really needed. So she was really trying to go for ball. And then I think that was the best game I've seen her play in centre as well. I thought she brought some calm, some drive. I thought her feeding into the circle was excellent. And she really just executed everything really well today. And I think she took our team through that, because I think we went through some real difficult patches. And I think she was the lead. She really shone as a leader today.
And difficult patches are probably quite useful ahead of your next test, which is Lightning. One of you are going to come out on top. Are you thinking about that game already?
We work the whole of our season to what we need as a team to work on, what we need to sharpen up on. There's been things, you know, we needed to improve our defensive pressure. We needed to reduce their attempts to goal. I think from this game today, I don't think our shooting was good enough. And I think we need to get better at that. You know, we're playing the top level. We've got international shooters, and you know, their game was just not on sync tonight. And people are going to come at us hard. They're going to put the pressure in, and that's the time when you've got to do your job. You've got the bib. Step up to it.
Training sounds like it might be a bit scary this week.
From her. I was just saying it nicely. She would probably have said it a bit more harsher than me.
And then final words on Kerry's 200th game. That's a huge milestone. She's got her 13th season. What is it like to celebrate on a game like today, to have her here in the fold, leading from the back?
A game today, a sellout crowd, a tough game where the crowd were behind us all the way through, and I thought there was real flashes of what Kerry Ormond is about. She caused some great pressure at the end of the game, and we're coming to see that now from Kerry. She's able to just turn it on exactly when she needs it to give the ball, you know, back to us in attack. And she's a stalwart in our defence unit, and you know, really proud. I was there at the very start playing alongside her, so it was great to be out there on court with her today and, you know, coaching her through that 200th game.
I don't think I saw too many eye rolls from Kerry today, actually. Normally there's a couple in there, but not today. She looked like she was...
I think there was one when she got a caution, and she was probably wondering how she ended up on the caution and others didn't.
Yeah. I think it was a hard game for Kerry today. I think it was a grind out day, and she wants to come out with ball, and she said she felt a little bit flat, but I think, you know, she stepped up in the last 5 minutes. And you talk about experience, you talk about the 200th game, you think that's experience, that's perseverance, that's wearing that shooter and then feeders down. And I think she did a great job in the back.
And is she enjoying having Shadeen in front of her? Because the two of them seem to be growing every game.
To be honest, Shadeen's a great person. You know, she's almost caused me absolute headaches on the opposition for many years, 5 years while we're in the Roses. And I said, at least you're my headache now. But I think she... Do you know what it is with Kerry? She's happy to play with anyone, and she's really brought on the standards of our kids, and she has high standards from them. And, you know, I think she's a real gel. She's a real connection within that unit. And you think Thunder without Kerry Ormond, you know, there's big shoes to fill. And, you know, but obviously Karen's working really hard to be able to do that.
Shadeen, another win for Thunder under the belt. Talk me through that game. How was it?
Gosh, it was really tough. We knew Leg Pulse was going to come up strong, and because they are top three in the log, so we just knew like we have to stick to our structure. And there's a little bit of like a lot of errors, so we need to clean up in that. But it's good. It's exciting for us to go into a game that's neck on neck. So it just prepares you for the future and going into like semi-finals, finals, and so on.
Yeah, you've got a tough match against Loughborough next week.
Yeah. So especially like that's why it was good for us having this tough game. It just prepares you for the next coming up weekend. So we know Lightning's going to be strong, and we just need to go back to the drawing board and just focus on our stuff. It's a different type of structure, so we just need to adapt and just focus on our stuff, and then we'll come for Lightning.
And how is it playing with Kerry at the back, who 200th game today? That's quite something.
No, it's so awesome. I mean, it's actually the fourth time we are playing in a circle together. Had a few trainings together, but it's naturally coming for us, and it's just so great to have Kerry at the back. And I know like I can go for the flies because she's got my back and she knows I've got hers.
So it's a ninth on the win, home in front of a sellout crowd. You must be pretty happy, Debbie.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great that we've had a sellout and create the kind of atmosphere we did, and we put on both teams put on a fantastic game as well. Which is amazing for the crowd to have such a close contested game, but it was very fast, it was very athletic, and that's what we want.
And when you see a close game as CEO, do you get a bit panicky as well?
Always, my heart's always in my mouth. Obviously I'm very passionate about it, and yeah, but you know, keeps you alive, doesn't it? That's what you want.
And then, we could see you from the other side of the room, sort of creeping in and out. Is that the nerves, or are you just other things to do?
Well, there's all sorts of things going on in the background, but yes, probably part of it is that I can't sit still, and yeah, when it's so close. But yeah, there's always bits and pieces going on as well that I'm covering, so.
This is my first time at the Bellevue, and I think it might be the best atmosphere in the Netball Super League.
Absolutely, well, the best crowd in the Super League, as we quote all the time, but we bring a great atmosphere. We did at the arena last week. It was absolutely electric. And a lot of that, the crowd have bought into it this week as well. So it's absolutely fantastic that they're turning out, they're watching live sport, they're watching women's sport and having a great time. And that's what we want. We want a party atmosphere. We want them to come and enjoy it.
And do you feel like the response since COVID has been where you want it to be? Have you seen that with the numbers?
Yeah, I think it started off a little bit slow. And I think people were, you know, some people perhaps still concerned about the pandemic. Some people probably got out of the habit and just not used to kind of going out and just watching live sport. But gradually now we're seeing people buy back into it, which is what we need, what we want. And we need to create this atmosphere. We need the revenue of people coming through the doors. It's not just about the tickets. It's about what we bring along with that on match days and what they spend on match days. And also that the sponsors are seeing all of these people out there the visual of seeing everything here, seeing the bums on seats, yeah, exactly, and just the whole visibility of the sport for the sponsors as well.
And will you be going to Loughborough for the next game, or are you going to be watching that one?
I go to every game.
She's the only one that
does. I am the only franchise director that goes to every game. I will be there regardless whether it's on TV or not. I like to put my bum on that seat and watch it.
You heard it here first.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.